Heartbeat WZDO.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the second round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. And tonight we are in green as it's the 2-seed Green Trojans hosting the 7-seed Delhi Bulldogs. And again, it's the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament here tonight. The winners will advance to the semifinals, which will be held next week. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. We do have one final score to pass along. One of the games in the Class C bracket was earlier today, a 4 o'clock tip-off between 4-seed Unitego and 5-seed Thomas Edison. Unitego advancing with a 59-46 win over Thomas Edison. That score is a little deceiving because Unitego was ahead, I think, by 6 at halftime, and then only by 1 at the start of the fourth quarter, but they really put it on Thomas Edison in the fourth quarter to pull away. So Unitego wins 59-46. They await the winner of top seed Union Springs, who is currently undefeated at 19-0, and they're the number one team in the state. Union Springs is hosting Sydney today, who is the 8th seed, who comes in after that win over Watkins Glen in dramatic fashion earlier in the week. So, again, Unitego awaits the winner of Union Springs and Sydney. We're on the bottom half of the bracket here. Green is the 2-seed. Delhi is the 7. The winner of this will get the winner of 3-seed Moravia and 6-seed Elmira Notre Dame. And the semifinal games will be on March 1st at SUNY Cortland. So that'll be next week. I also think we're going to have to keep an eye on the weather early next week because with teams traveling from all over, we could see a postponement. We did see one day of games get postponed last week and pushed out 1 day. That's normally what they do. If it's going to be snowy, they'll try to just postpone it a day and then get it in because you're really on a limited, you know, kind of time schedule. So we'll have to see what happens. But first, we need to see who's going to win here tonight, the Bulldogs or the Trojans. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a break and come back, get you set for tip-off here between Delhi and Green. Sectional girls hoops tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Delhi and Green here at GCS tonight. And again, one final score to report. 4-seed Unitego defeating 5-seed Thomas Edison 59-46. That was the early game of the day in the Class C bracket. Bailey McCoy has been red hot lately, and she hit 4 threes and scores 20 points. That's a game high today for Unitego. Lizzie Kraft added 15. Maddie Wilsey had 14. And Kylie Musaw had 9 points for the Unitego Spartans. So it's the Butler Auto pregame show, again, live here in Green. And the Green Trojans, I'm interested to see what we see out of the Trojans today, coming off of a tough loss to Unitego in the MAC Championship just 1 week ago. But a 2-seed that's had a very, very nice season, only with 2 losses on the year so far. But coming in against the scrappy Delhi team, you know that Todd Bruce always has his team prepared, ready to go defensively, and that both these coaches are very good with the X's and O's. They're going to throw some different schemes at each other. So I think today is really about, number one, who can put the ball in the basket better. I know that sounds pretty simple to say, but we have found a lot this year when MAC girls who know each other very, very well, when these teams face off, it can be a war of who's going to get to 30 or 40 points. So who has the hot hand here today I think will make a big difference, and who can adjust to what the other team is going to throw at them I think is a huge piece as well, because we know we're going to see some different things defensively. We're going to probably see some full court pressure. And one thing when you're playing here at Green, this floor is a little bit bigger than the normal traditional floor we would see around the MAC. So, you know, really has who has more gas in the tank today to try to finish this one up strong and move on to the semifinals, which will be held at SUNY Cortland next week. So should be a fun and interesting matchup here tonight between the 2-seed Green Trojans and the 7-seed Delhi Bulldogs. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups, and when we come back, it will be Delaware Academy and Green here on WCDO.
Experience financial freedom. Consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment with SFCU.
We have consolidation loan rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Now is the best time to consolidate your personal loans from other financial institutions and higher rate credit cards into one low monthly payment.
With fewer bills to pay, juggling debt becomes easier and saves you money.
So become financially free with a consolidation loan from SFCU. Rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Apply online at sfcuonline.org or visit one of our 10 convenient locations.
Federally insured by NCUA. Approval based on creditworthiness. SFCU. Banking easier.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull here on the Butler Auto pregame show as we get you set for the Delhi girls and Green. Should be a fun battle here in the second round of the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. Let's get you the starting lineups here first for Delaware Academy. As I know that Coach Todd Bruce brought up a couple of young JV players as well that he's excited about. Not starting of any of them today, but I do expect to see a couple of them come off the bench. Okay, for Delhi, they will start with senior number 00, Julia Baxter. Junior number 2, Natalie Vrendenberg, who's really been filling it up lately. That's good to see. Number 13, a junior, Eleanor Wagner. A senior number 15, Alyssa Giaffi. And a senior number 20, Vidya Samudrala. Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms with the white and the black trims. Is Delaware Academy in black lettering across the front of the uniform there. For Green and head coach Dave Gorton, they will start with senior number 3, Emma Rice. Sophomore number 5, Claire Flanagan. Senior number 11, Cassie Butler. Sophomore number 15, Abby Yonner. And senior number 22, Peyton Yonner. And Peyton is the one that makes it all go. Green will do what Peyton does. I mean, that's really what it means, is if she can get to the hoop and score and run the offense the way that they like, Green can usually be very successful. So we're all set. Green is in the home white uniforms with the green trim, says Trojans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. We're going to try to get you some Sydney and Union Springs updates as well, as that game is tipping off at 6 o'clock. And again, as I said, the other Class C game here tonight will be Moravia and Elmira Notre Dame. So we should have a final score for you later as well on that. If you're looking for final scores from Class C and Class D games across our area, you can check out natelull.com or check out my Twitter page, which is also available at wcdosports.com. Speaking of that, if you're listening online at wcdosports.com, it's all courtesy of SFCU. So a big thank you to them for our free audio stream of today's game. All right, Coach Bruce and his team getting their final preparation here as both teams will head out for the opening tip. They know each other very, very well. Always interesting when you get to the postseason. You know, you've played each other two, three, sometimes four times throughout the season. And what will be the different wrinkle today to see who gets the win? And Green wins the opening tip. They go right to Claire Flanagan, who takes it to the interior. Missed a right-handed layup and a rebound for Alyssa Gioffi. And ahead now for Natalie Vredenburg. To the top of the key here for Vredenburg. Going to start things off for Delhi as they go left to right. Just 20 seconds in. Delhi with the basketball. A little 2-3 zone action for the Green Trojans. Delhi trying to throw it to the far side. It's kicked there by Emma Rice. And out of bounds. So 7:35 to go here in this first quarter. And Delhi will get it in. 15 on the shot clock. They go to Gioffi at the top of the key. Gioffi now to Vredenburg. Delhi being very patient here, trying to find the holes in the gap. They go to Wagner, and an air ball is missed. Baxter, a rebound. Shot won't go. Rebound on the far side for Cassie Butler. And here comes Green. Chance of defense from the Delhi student section, which has traveled well here tonight to try to support the Bulldogs as we're a minute in. Into the corner now for Butler. Dials up a three, a little too strong. Rebound for Vredenburg. And an outlet pass here for Delhi. Vredenburg streaks down the right side and then a traveling violation on her. She picked it up in a tough spot. With a minute gone in the first quarter, we are scoreless here between Delhi and Green. And the Green student section getting into it now. We might have the battle of the student sections here tonight at GCS. So here is Yonner across midcourt as Green goes right to left, setting things up. Yonner picks up her dribble again in a tough spot, finds Emma Rice. Wheeling one into the left wing corner. Down low now for Abby Yonner. A second chance. She hits it and is fouled. Vidya Samyadrala is going to pick up the foul, and Abby Yonner will head to the line. Great second chance off a tough rebound there from Abby Yonner. And so Yonner gets the first points of the ball game and will settle in at the line with 6:45 to go here in this first quarter. And Yonner misses the foul shot. Rebound is poked out of bounds, and we'll go back to Delhi. So an early 2-0 lead off the layup from Abby Yonner for Green. 6:40 to go in this first quarter. So Vredenburg walks across midcourt to the left side as, again, Delhi is in the maroon with the black and white trim going left to right. Gioffi now at the top of the key. Setting up the offense goes to Wagner. Steps in for a 15-footer on the right baseline. Left it a little short. Baxter, a big rebound. Punches one far side for Vredenburg, and she's blocked by Abby Yonner, but a foul is going to send Vredenburg to the line. Vredenburg has been the key scorer for most of the season here for this Delhi team, and she's going to have to do it again here tonight. She's looking to get started at the line. With 6:20 to go in the first quarter, Vredenburg's first shot is up and good. Cuts it to a 2-1 game. Early here in this sectional contest between Delhi and Green. Second shot, Vredenburg, yes. She goes 2 out of 2. And that makes it a 2-2 ball game here between Green and Delhi with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Trojans with the ball in the backcourt, looking to get across midcourt. Here comes Yonner, slices through the defense, tries to split her way through a double team, and we're going to have a foul on Delhi. And that's what Yonner likes to do, tries to go right through the trees of the defense and either get a shot off or get a foul, and this foul will be on Baxter, her first, team's second. So Samyadrala with a foul, and Baxter with a foul in the early going. Trojans will get it in. Left wing corner in front of the Delhi bench. Yonner steps in for a 15-footer, too hard. Samyadrala is able to Windex the glass on the rebound. Delhi down the floor to the left side. looking for Eleanor Wagner. 2-2 the score between Green and Delhi with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. Glad to have you along on a cold and chilly Saturday night. Here is Gioffi at the top of the key. Out of Vredenburg. Wants to take it to the rim. Missed the shot. Baxter cleans it up. Oh, her rebound rolls off the back of the rim. Gets a second chance at it. And this one also won't go down. Ball still loose and Green comes out of the fray. Two good looks for Baxter and they wouldn't flush down. Yonner in transition to the left side with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Now here's Emma Rice. Skips across the top of the defense. Good pass for Flanagan. Now back out to Yonner. Again, splits two defenders, but Delhi is able to take it away. Good steal there by Wagner at midcourt. And Vredenburg is back down the floor. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're still tied 2-2. And what we said during our Butler Auto pregame show was, who could score more here tonight? It seems obvious, but in some of these MAC games, and when you meet in sectionals, you've just played each other so many times, it's so tough to find new and creative ways to score. Delhi is going to step out of bounds on the baseline. That was Sam Udrala down there, left wing side. And with 4:50 to go in the first quarter, Green will get it back. Yonner will come across midcourt for Rice in the corner, now for Butler. Again, skipping across the top of the defense, they find Claire Flanagan to the interior. Her shot is short, and a rebound for Delhi. A long pass ahead for Wagner. Stutter steps and now pumps the brakes to pull it back out. 2-2 our score halfway through the first quarter between Green and Delhi. Far side for Wagner. Skip pass, finding Vredenburg. On a baseline drive, pull-up jumper, too strong. Rebound underneath for Yonner, no. But a rebound for Wagner, yes. Wagner was able to take that away from Yonner and was able to put it up and in. And so Wagner able to score to give Delhi a 4-2 lead with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Butler, a left side three off the mark. And a rebound on the far side, Gioffi, and ahead for Vredenburg. Wants to take it to the interior, hits the shot, and is fouled by Yonner. Great take by Vredenburg. She absorbed the contact there and was able to flush it down with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. So Vredenburg with a good take, and Delhi leads 6-2 over Green. Flanagan and Abby Yonner are going to come to the bench for a quick breather. And this will send Vredenburg to the line here for the DA Bulldogs. Vredenburg's shot at the line is good. So Vredenburg has 5 points now for Delhi. And Delhi's off to a 7-2 lead over Green with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Yonner gets across the Trojans logo, lost control of the ball, but it somehow wheels its way into the corner now for Butler. Again, Delhi leading 7-2. Butler in the corner, left wing side, had it stripped by Baxter. Delhi's going to come out of there with the ball, and an outlet pass for Gioffi. Now to Vredenburg. Delhi content to settle it down. Now they go high post. Good dish down low for Samudrala, and she scores. Vidya Samudrala with her first bucket, and there's a timeout taken by Green. Delhi's on top 9-2 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter in the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. We'll be right back on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
High School Sports on WCDO.
3.5 to go in the first quarter, and the Delhi girls lead 9-2 on the road here in the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. A great start for the Delhi Bulldogs. 5 points for Natalie Vredenburg, and then two apiece for Samudrala and for Wagner. On the other side, it's Abby Yonner with the lone 2 points for the Trojans so far, who have been cold from the field. Here is Emma Rice, left side. Again for Butler, they skip one across, and Callie Knapp will take it to the rim and is fouled. Who's this going to be on? Samudrala, I think. And so Vidya Samudrala picks up her second foul, and Victoria Verspoor is going to come into the game here for Delhi. Tough break there, but Green taking it to the rim nicely and drawing the contact was Callie Knapp, and she's able to hit the first shot at the line. Green trying to settle in here. Again, they haven't played in a week. Delhi played earlier in the week, got a first-round win over Groton by a score of 50-28, so they've played, and Green has not. That's the kind of the gift and the curse of the first-round bye if you're a higher seed, Green being the 2 seed, Delhi the 7. Knapp goes 2 out of 2, makes it Delhi 9, Green 4, with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Gioffi with the ball, right wing side now. Into the corner here for Baxter. They wheel one far side. They go to Wagner. She steps in, finds Verspoor on the left low block. Gets tied up. A jump ball is going to keep it with the Bulldogs. Good ball movement there by Delhi. And Gioffi now will be doing the inbounding here on the baseline. Gioffi finds a wide open Baxter. Oh, her shot won't go, and it's going to be over the back on Baxter. Going for that rebound with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. I think that's who they're going to call it on. Let's see. No, they're going to put it on Brendan Berg. And so Green will get the ball back. And back down the floor here for the Trojans. Setting it up. It's 9-4 with 2:45 to go in this first quarter. And here's Callie Knapp. She gets buckled up in the corner, and a jump ball is going to keep it here with Green. Green going right back to the bench. Rice will come out as well as Butler. Abby Yonner will come in, and Molly Cornell for the Green Trojans. So both sides going to the bench in the early going with 2:40 to go here in this first frame. Trojans will work it in. They go to Knapp. Now to Lila Beifeld, who's into the ball game as well. She hit some big shots in the MAC championship. Can she do the same here tonight? Here is Cornell left side. Now to Beifeld, stripped of the ball, and Delhi's going to come away with it with Baxter. Ahead now for Natalie Vredenburg down the right side of the floor. Vredenburg to the interior. The shot off the glass won't go. Rebound for Spohr. No. Baxter a third chance. Yes. Julia Baxter puts it up and in here for Delhi. Makes it Delhi 11 and Green 4 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ball ripped away. Now we got a jump ball. It's going to go back to Delhi as that was Cornell who brought it down the floor. Got tied up with Vredenburg and Delhi will get it back. Looks like we're going to have an out-of-town score update here from Union Springs and Sydney. We'll get that to you as soon as we can. Yeah, it looks like Union Springs is ahead 16-12 at the end of the first quarter. That game being played at Union Springs. And so the top seed Wolves have a 16-12 lead over the Sydney Warriors. Delhi gets the ball back inside. They find Baxter, missed it. Verspoor keeps it alive. And now outside to Vredenburg. Tries to go across the top of the zone, and this one is intercepted by Peyton Yonner. Streaking down the right side. Yonner to the rim. Her shot, no. Second chance, Callie Knapp, yes. Knapp's able to put it up and in. Cuts this lead to Delhi 11 and Green 6 with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Delhi with the ball. Going to Wagner. They'll wheel one back into the corner. Vredenburg thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Pulls it back in. Now goes to Gioffi with coming up on 10 on the shot clock. Back to Vredenburg. Corner three off the front of the rim. Rebound Baxter. She's been huge on the glass. Pass back out to Gioffi. Her jumper is too hard. And the loose ball comes to Green with under a minute to go now in the first quarter. Yonner dribbles through traffic to the paint. Lost control of it. And Vredenburg will take it away with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Vredenburg back down the right side for Delhi. Finds Gioffi. And now to Vredenburg. Right corner. Another baseline shot, no. Baxter, yes. Oh, missed it. Second chance, and she's fouled. Baxter has been an absolute monster on the glass, has not been able to finish her rebound layup opportunities, but this time will be heading to the line with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. So, again, Union Springs leading Sydney 16-12 in that other game. And here is Baxter at the line. And her first shot rattles in. Good shot there by Baxter. She's got 3 points. Makes it Delhi 12 and Green 6 with 38 seconds to go in this first quarter. And Baxter settling in for the second shot. Good for Baxter. So Baxter now with 4. She's going to head to the bench. Good move here by Todd Bruce give her some foul protection. And so this will be Green back down the floor here with Molly Cornell. They try to go to Yonner. Green could use a bucket here late in the corner if they can get one. Cornell to the high post, back out Yonner. 15 on the shot clock. They go to Cornell. Front of the Delhi bench as Green goes right to left. Cornell's in trouble, has to get it to Yonner. 10 on the shot clock. Yonner breaks through, gets to the foul line. Her shot is too hard and off to the right, and a rebound Gioffi. Delhi's got some mojo going here with 10 seconds left. Down the floor, they'll wheel one far side for Cheshire. Back to Gioffi, 4 seconds left. Rendenberg for three at the buzzer. No, died on the front of the rim. But a good first quarter for Delhi. They lead 13-6 over Green. And we'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
And welcome back. We're going to get you set for the start of the second quarter live here in Green as the Delhi girls, the 7th seed, are leading the 2 seed Green Trojans by a score of 13-6. Pretty balanced scoring for both sides so far. Natalie Vrendenberg with 5 points for Delhi, 4 for Julia Baxter, 2 apiece for Eleanor Wagner and Vidya Samudrala. On the other side, 4 points for Callie Knapp and 2 for Abby Yonner. We'll keep those out-of-town scores coming for you from that Union Springs and Sydney game as the Warriors have their hands full tonight, playing the number one team not only in the sectional tournament but in the state sports writers poll for most of the season. Union Springs has been a heavy favorite, so we'll see how the Warriors can do. Start of the second quarter, Green tries to pass one to the interior, and it bounces off the leg of Josie Dutcher out of bounds, and is going to go back to Delhi. And so far, the Bulldogs have a lot of the momentum here, and that's a tough thing to do. A long bus ride, kind of a late start time here for a Saturday game, but they're finding a way to do it. Far side now for Gioffi. Gioffi dribbled. Oh, I thought she was going to get away with it for a split second, but it was taken away. She just picked it up and tried to sneak it around the referee's vision, but didn't get there. 7:25 to go in the second quarter. Green trying to chip their way back into this. On the baseline, here is Callie Knapp tiptoeing along. Now we'll go to Lila Beifeld for three. This could be huge. No, too strong. Too much hot sauce on that one, and a rebound for Callie Knapp. Green keeps it alive. They go inside for Yonner. A floater there. No. Rebound, Victoria Verspoor. And Delhi will come away with the ball. Gioffi, baseball pass ahead, finds Kelly Cheshire. And to the far side now for Samudrala. Into the interior, it's tipped away. Back into the corner for Cheshire, and now to Gioffi for Vrendenberg. A long two in the right corner for Natalie is good. Vrendenberg now with 7 points. It's a game high so far, and Delhi leads 15-6 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Bulldogs making an early statement here, and now here's a steal at midcourt by Vrendenberg, and then a foul on Green right at midcourt. Otherwise, Vrendenberg would have been off to the races for a breakaway layup. And Butler's going to come back in, so Cassie Butler will check back in and send Josie Dutcher to the bench. I think Coach Gorton trying to get some different pieces going here to see what the good combination's going to be. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Delhi girls leading 15-6. Gioffi to the right side. Delhi working it around. Baxter tries to go to the interior for Verspoor. She gets tied up, and a jump ball is going to keep it with the Bulldogs on that right low block. Gioffi will be doing the inbounding here on the baseline. So Gioffi now looking for options. Delhi not moving. They do get it to Cheshire just in time, but then she threw it away. And it's going to go back to the Green Trojans here with 6:15 to go in this second quarter. Delhi just throwing it away there on a little miscommunication. And so the Trojans will work it back in. And Green in desperate need of a bucket here. Long three opportunity there for Callie Knapp. Won't go down. And here to the right side for Peyton Yonner. Comes off a screen. Yonner down low in a double team. Has nowhere to go. And Peyton Yonner still has not scored in this ball game. Finds Butler. Left side, yes. Cassie Butler. A huge shot there. She got a little high five as they went back down the floor from Peyton Yonner as Green tries to chip their way back in with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. It's 15-9. Here is Vredenburg. Now for Cheshire. Tries a three. It's too strong. Rebound for Green. And it feels like maybe the momentum might shift a little bit here if Green can score on this possession. Butler into the left corner. You feel that a Green run is coming here on the baseline. They find Lila Beifeld. Her shot just a little too hard off the glass. Big rebound for Baxter of Delhi. She's been a monster on the glass here so far tonight with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Delhi working it around now as they go left to right. Right wing side for Cheshire. Trying to pump one to the interior, but there's no pass there. Green clogging up those lanes. And a timeout's going to be taken by Delhi with 5:05 to go in the second quarter as Coach Bruce wants to talk it over. Delhi girls lead 15-9, early second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
High School Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. An out-of-town score is at Union Springs. Now leading Sydney 29-14 with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter up in Union Springs. So the top seed Union Springs Wolves starting to pull away from Sydney a little bit there just before the halftime break. Back here in Green with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 15 and Green 9. Delhi's going to have the ball coming out of the timeout. Gioffi will be doing the inbounding duties here right in front of the Green bench, and they'll work it in. Gioffi to the right side. Coach Bruce wants to get it back to the left side for Vredenburg. Now to Wagner from a straightaway three, and it's going to be a shot clock violation. I didn't realize it was that far down either. Wasn't paying attention, and Wagner couldn't get the shot off in time. 4:45 to go in the second quarter, and Delhi leads 15-9. Green's going to get it back. So Green has been struggling to score, but they're still in this ball game. They try to go to the interior, and Baxter with another steal. Boy, she's been tremendous. And a head down for Gioffi across midcourt to the top of the key. A chest pass for Wagner. Ball tipped, but it goes back to Gioffi to the high post. Vredenburg now holding on to it. We'll reset the offense here with 15 on the shot clock for DA. Into the corner for Baxter. Now to Vredenburg. 5 on the shot clock. They're going to have to hurry. Wagner to Gioffi. Can she step in? No, they're not going to get another shot off. And they're going to say it's a traveling violation on the interior, but it would have been another shot clock violation. Tremendous defense by the Green Trojans forcing another turnover. So Delhi not able to quite put their foot on the gas and pull away here, but Green struggling to score as well with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Beifeld with a pass to Butler on the interior. Oh, her right-handed layup just won't go down. Rebound for Baxter and an outlet pass here for Vredenburg. And to the right side now for Gioffi. Gioffi looking for some options. Goes to Wagner. Delhi trying to get one to the high post. Now for Vredenburg. Dials up a three. Too strong. Baxter, guess what? Another rebound. Rips it down. Finds Gioffi. Back to Vredenburg on a baseline drive to the interior. Ball tipped away. And they're going to say that Vredenburg got her hand on it and was out of bounds. So it's going to go back to Green. With 3.5 to go in the second quarter, a low-scoring affair, as we thought we might see here in this Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament second-round game. Green's going to go to the high post with Peyton Yonner, who still has not scored. here in tonight's ball game. Lila Byfield for three for Green. It's too far. Peyton Yonner, a rebound. Jump ball is going to keep it with the Trojans. And Green's going to have to try to find a way to free up Peyton Yonner. They're throwing some different looks at her. They're having girls trail her. I would say sometimes they're in box and one, and sometimes they're just in a straight 2-3 zone. Either way, somebody is always on top of Peyton Yonner, just knowing where she is. Delhi's going to get a rebound, try to bring it back down the floor, but a pass was too tall. Off the hands of Eleanor Wagner, out of bounds and back to Green. Boy, neither team has scored here in about the last 2 to 2.5 minutes, I would say, allowing the Trojans to keep pace in this ball game. Byfield on the right wing side will now go back to the top of the key for Butler. Straight away three for Cassie Butler. No, too strong. And then it bounced up off the rim and hit the wire that comes down from the ceiling, which is out of bounds. And so it's going back to the Delhi Bulldogs. And so this will be Delhi back down the floor with Natalie Vrendenberg with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Eleanor Wagner holding onto the ball, trying to set it up for Alyssa Gioffi. A pass to the interior for Verspoor with a great strong move. She's able to put it up and in. Victoria Verspoor, who's provided some nice minutes off the bench, gives Delhi a 17-9 lead. Chance of defense from the Delhi student section. And to the right side, they go to the interior for Byfield. She couldn't hold on to it. And here comes Gioffi back down the floor. Delhi taking some time here with under 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, and a three for Wagner won't go down. Rebound, Vrendenberg takes it right to the rim and scores. Vrendenberg with 9 now, and Delhi leads 19-9. No timeout coming from Green. Coach Gorton rolling the dice, wants to keep it going with a 1:40 to go in the second quarter. And now Emma Rice will dribble it into the backcourt, and it's going to be an over and back violation, giving the ball to Delhi. And the Bulldogs are in control here on the road against the 2-seed. With a 1:40 to go here, second quarter, Delhi 19, Green 9. And out of Vrendenberg in the backcourt, Delhi content to take their time. Now to Gioffi. Into the corner for Baxter. Floats one to Gioffi. Far side, Vrendenberg to the interior. Finds Verspoor again, a step through. No, she traveled. That'll give it back to Green. Can the Trojans find a way to break into double digits here late in the second quarter and try to close this gap a little bit before the halftime break? Trojans now will bring it down the floor and come across with Cornell. Now to Callie Knapp. Knapp to the right side, holding on to it. Gets tied up, and oh, it's a jump ball. It looked like Vrendenberg maybe was going to pick the pocket cleanly, but they call a jump ball. Either way, it's going to go back to the Bulldogs. In a first half that has been controlled by the visitors here from Delhi. Vrendenberg will give it to Gioffi, who will bring it across the Green Trojans logo at midcourt as Delhi goes left to right. Bulldogs with the basketball. Now finding Vrendenberg for Baxter in the corner. Floats one to the top for Gioffi. Far side. Vrendenberg to Baxter. A pull-up jumper, a short rebound for Butler. And Butler will bring it forward now. Ahead for Peyton Yonner. Into the teeth of the defense again, and there's just nowhere to go. Delhi is just collapsing on her, taking the ball away. And with 40 seconds left, the Bulldogs will bring it back down the floor with a 19-9 lead. Now to Vrendenberg to the high post. Far side for Wagner. 15 on the shot clock, 28 on the game clock here. That's the difference. Bulldogs have it, and they punch one to the inside for Baxter. Her shot is too strong, too much mustard on that. And then a jump ball on the rebound is going to give it back to the Trojans with 19 seconds to go in the second quarter. Trojans with the ball. Can they get a shot here in the last 20 seconds? Boy, what would a three ball from Yonner here do for the confidence of the Trojans going into the dressing room? Cornell has it in front of the Delhi bench. Cornell into the corner, finds Butler. This will work. A three, no, it's short. And Delhi's going to have a chance with 2 seconds left. Ahead for Wagner. Half-court shot is just short. And Delhi will head to the locker room with a 19-9 lead. The 2-seed Green Trojans are on the ropes here, and the Bulldogs have come to play. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
2616.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score here, Delhi girls have the Green girls on the ropes in the 7-against-2 matchup as Delhi leads 19-9 at the break. Our scoring summary in the first half, 9 for Natalie Vrendenberg, 4 for Julia Baxter, but boy, she has been tremendous on the glass today as well with the rebound. She's been really, really good. Victoria Verspoor with 2, Eleanor Wagner with 2, and Vidya Samudrala with 2 for the Delhi girls. Callie Knapp with 4. On the other side, Cassie Butler with 3 and Abby Yonner with 2 for the Green Trojans. The big stat is no points for Peyton Yonner yet, who is, you know, Green's go-to player. And I think Delhi has done a very nice job of shutting her down when she's tried to do her signature, get into the foul line area and get to the hoop. I think the Bulldogs have had a good plan to try to shut her down. Somebody's been shadowing her no matter where she goes here so far tonight. But Coach Gorton and his team certainly battle-tested. They played a very good schedule this year. You feel like a Green run is coming at some point, and can they chip away at this lead with Delhi leading 19-9? But you also give Todd Bruce, a guy like that, 10-point lead. Boy, he's going to find a way to maybe clamp it down on defense. So I think the X's and O's, the chess match in the second half, should certainly be interesting. All right, we'll take another break here on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, the Delhi girls leading 19-9 here over the Green Trojans. Let me get you a quick score here. Halftime between Union Springs and Sydney. Union Springs leading 37-17 at the break out in Union Springs. The number one team in the state, showing why the sports writers have had them there for most of the season. So, all right, we'll take a break and be right back on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your Tri-County Sports.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
High School Sports on WCTO.
Welcome back. So at the half, it's the Delhi girls hitting the break with a 19-9 lead over Green. And, of course, our out-of-town score, the Union Springs girls, take a 37-17 edge over Sydney at the half. So just wanted to keep you updated on those two games here. Of course, Delhi is still in the locker room here talking things over with Coach Bruce. Green has come back out a little bit early here to work on some shots, and they're running through some layup lines right now as they try to find their mojo here in the start of the third quarter. Just wanted to give you a quick update before we take one more break. A lot of people have been reaching out asking me about the young man for Morris, Tiger Ross, who's one of their star players for the Morris boys. Of course, they're 21-0, the number one seed in the D bracket here in Section 4. Tiger broke his tibia last night in a non-contact play, stole the ball early in the game, went in for a breakaway layup, and his knee, his leg just kind of buckled. And there was no contact, nothing like that. He went in and had surgery. I'm told he's out of surgery now, had a successful surgery. It's something you got to get taken care of right away. And he's feeling good. Had a chance to talk with him this morning, and that's the nice update on him. The doctors basically told him that he kind of has a weak spot in the leg, and it was kind of one of those things that it was going to happen eventually, and that was the moment it decided to let go. So an unfortunate thing for the Morris boys, but they're a good, deep D team, and they're the number one seed for a reason. So we'll see if they can bounce back without Tiger, as he will be done for the season. But I just wanted to pass along that update. And also later tonight, we will have the updates from the New York State Wrestling Tournament as well. We'll get you where everybody finished from Section 4. All right, one last quick break. Again, Delhi girls lead 19-9 at the break over Green on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
All right, start of the second half. Nate Law with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And the Delhi girls lead 19-9 here over Green. Delhi on the road. They're the 7 seed. Green is the 2, trying to take them down. Delhi with the ball. They go to Gioffi, stripped there by Emma Rice. Green in the white uniforms with the green trim going left to right. Delhi's in the maroon with the black and white trim. Green now going left to right to start the second half. They try to go to the interior, and Samudrala for Delhi is able to tie up Abby Yonner. We'll have a jump ball. So again, 7:20 to go here in the third quarter. 19-9 being our score. Here is Butler, left side. Now they'll wheel it back to the top of the key. They go back to the left, this time with Yonner. She'll dribble drive to the right side. Tapped away by Vrendenberg and out of bounds. And Delhi playing good defense, and Green continuing to struggle a little bit to try to find some rhythm on offense. We'll see what other things they try to do here in the second half to try to find a way to get some open shots like this for Cassie Butler. Her three won't go down, but a rebound is kicked back out. Claire Flanagan, that's short. Butler chasing for a rebound and is able to come out of there with it. So a third chance here for the Trojans. Rebounding will be key here in the second half. Butler, strong pass, finds Rice. Far side three, again, just short, out of bounds, and going back to Delhi. Three solid looks there for Green, and that ball just wouldn't go in. You can't ask for much more than that. Three good looks. They wheeled the ball around. You really can't fault the players, you know, in terms of execution. Just the shot wouldn't go. 6.5 to go in the third. Delhi 19, Green 9. Bulldogs with the basketball, trying to pull the upset. They had a great one last year where they upset Union Springs in the semis. Could they do it again this year? But this year it would be in the second round against Green. Still a lot of basketball left to be played, though. 6:20 to go in the third. Delhi 19, Green 9. Ball was knocked out of bounds, and Delhi will have it on the baseline with Alyssa Gioffi here. Gioffi looking for some options, and we'll go to Wagner at the top of the key as Delhi goes right to left. Now back out to Vredenburg. Delhi taking their time. 10 on the shot clock, though. They go to Vredenburg. Smokes one over to the left side. Now back to the right for Wagner. Baseline drive, and it's stolen away by Green late in the shot clock. Here is Emma Rice in transition. Rice to Butler to the interior. Her shot, no good. It's going to be a charge. Gioffi slid over there just in time as Butler was coming in for a layup, and they call the charge. So 2 minutes gone in the third quarter, and Delhi leads 19-9. Bulldogs across midcourt, setting it up here on offense. Delhi to the left wing side in front of their own bench. Vredenburg to the interior, tried to go to Baxter, stolen away here by Green. Here is Callie Knapp. Knapp trying to go coast to coast. The step through for her, no. Rebound, Gioffi. Gioffi, a strong pass ahead, finding Eleanor Wagner. Tries to take it to the rim, and it's a foul. A reach-in on Cassie Butler. It's going to be her second. With 5.5 to go in the third, Delhi 19 and Green 9. And so this is going to be on the baseline. Here Coach Bruce thought maybe it was in the act of shooting, but he's not going to get that. And so Gioffi will be doing the inbounding, it looks like, here. Underneath the hoop on the right wing side for Delaware Academy. Gioffi will float it in. Now to Wagner in the right wing corner, looking for some options, and it's taken away by Yonner. So neither team has scored here so far in the third quarter. Ahead now for Yonner, streaks through the defense. Can she beat everybody down? Yes, she does, and she scores. First bucket for Peyton Yonner, and maybe that's going to open the floodgates, makes it 19-11 with 5:10 to go here in the third. Delhi with the ball. They try to go to the high post for Samudrala. Far side Gioffi, her jumper, no. Rebound, Baxter puts it up, and a foul on Abby Yonner. With 5 minutes to go in the third, that's a tough call on Yonner. Looked like maybe it should have been a jump ball, but it's going to send Baxter to the charity stripe. So that's going to be the third foul on Abby Yonner, so we'll see what Coach Gorton decides to do. Baxter at the line, first one rolls out, second one coming. Can Green get some momentum going with 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter? And settling back in will be Baxter. She hits it. So Baxter now with 5 points. Delhi 20, Green 11 with 5 minutes to go in the third. And here's Emma Rice across midcourt. Rice passing down low, finding Butler, a jumper. No, rolled off the rim. Boy, another point-blank look for the Green Trojans. They just can't get it to go. That is tough, and a great dish and drive, or drive and dish, I should say, by Emma Rice to set that up for Butler, and then the basketball gods are just not with the Trojans so far in this one. 4.5 to go in the third. Delhi 20, Green 11. And they go to Gioffi on the right side. Now to Samudrala to the interior for Baxter. She's blocked. Yonner took a chance there but got a piece of it, and Abby's able to get one ahead now for Peyton Yonner. Peyton to the interior, finding Butler. And now to Callie Knapp. And Delhi's defense is basically, let's take away Peyton Yonner and dare someone else to beat us. And a shot here by Callie Knapp goes down. She says, I'll take that bet. Knapp's got 6 points, and it's Delhi 20, Green 13, with 4 minutes to go here in the third. Green showing a little bit more energy. Knapp really looked fired up after hitting that jumper. Gioffi now will find Vredenburg as they have a little two-man game on the left wing side. Vredenburg, top of the key for Cheshire on the right wing side. Pump fakes on a three, gets stuck in a tough spot. Now to the high post for Baxter. Back to Vredenburg for a long two straight away. No. Samudrala a rebound, and she's fouled by Butler. Wow. Great rebound by Samudrala, and Butler picks up her third foul. She had none at the halftime break. So now Butler's going to have to head to the bench. And Lila Byfield will check back in. With 3:40 to go here in the third, Samudrala to the line. And her first shot is good for Vidya Samudrala. And it's Delhi 21, Green 13, with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Samudrala settles in, hits it. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Todd Bruce and the Delhi Bulldogs. Delhi girls lead 22-13 with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Green with the basketball. They'll find Byfield down low on the left low block. Punches one back out for Callie Knapp with 15 on the shot clock. Now to Emma Rice. Now to Knapp. She gets tied up in the corner. Double teamed there. Delhi swarming. And nice job by Knapp, who was able to throw it off the leg of Baxter with 5 on the shot clock. So it went out of bounds. It will stay with Green. 3:20 to go in the third. Delhi 22, Green 13. Now to Yonner at the top of the key. Has it here. We'll go to Knapp. Straightaway three. No. Rattled in and out. Byfield with a rebound. Kicks it back out. Knapp reloads again short. That one hit off the front of the rim. Samudrala with a rebound. Here comes Delhi in transition. Vredenburg with 3 minutes to go in the third. And Delhi leading 22-13. Here is Vredenburg trying to back it out. Now to Gioffi. Green coming with everything they got on defense here. They're desperately trying to chip their way back into this game with 2:45 to go in the third. Now to Vredenburg. Delhi trying to protect this cushion that they have. Wide open three. Vredenburg right side. No, left it short. It buckled off the side of the rim. Peyton Yonner with a rebound. Yonner out of a cannon down the right side. And lost control of it. Gets to the interior. A floater. No. Rebound for Delhi. Cheshire went into the land of the trees and pulled that ball down. And Delhi has a very key plan of attack. They don't let Yonner get out in transition. Somebody always knows where she is. I've been so impressed. Delhi's going to take a timeout as Alyssa Gioffi was getting trapped at midcourt here, and they needed somewhere to go. So we'll step away with 2:15 to go in the third. Delhi 22, Green 13. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull here with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. They also are a proud sponsor of our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to these games anytime after they're complete. All thanks to SFCU right there on WCDOsports.com. 2:05 to go here in this third quarter. Delhi 22, Green 13. And Delhi has the basketball. And they go to Gioffi, and they're going to run out of time on the shot clock. And again, nobody was paying attention to that. With 1:53 to go in the third, Coach Bruce was desperately trying to call that out to get the girls' attention. But Green's going to get it back. with Green only having 13 points with a buck 50 to go here in the third quarter, they're still in this game if they could get a little run going. Callie Knapp takes it to the interior and is fouled and will head to the line. So Knapp's going to settle in. She's the leading scorer tonight for Green with 6 points. And Victoria Verspoor is going to come back in for Vidya Samudrala. Coach Bruce keeping his rotations going. And so this will be Green settling in at the line with Callie Knapp. Her shot is no good. And there is just a big old lid on this rim here for the Green Trojans. And now Coach Gorton wants to take a timeout to talk things over. We'll get you a out-of-town score update from Union Springs and Sydney when we come back. But our score here with 1:45 to go in the third is Delhi 22, Green 13 on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
High School Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull here on WCDO. Delhi Girls, the 7 seed, are on top of the 2 seed Green Trojans 22-13 late in the third quarter here tonight from GCS. Callie Knapp at the line. Her second foul shot out of the timeout will not go down. And then a rebound, but Delhi traveled. Verspoor shuffled her feet, and so Green's going to get it back. With a buck 43 to go in the third, Delhi again leading 22-13. We said it in our Butler Hutto pregame show that it might be a tight ball game here tonight. Getting some shout-outs from the student section here as Yonner tries a three from the left side, and she's able to hit it. Yonner now with 5 points. Now, I was getting the Nate Lull cheer. I couldn't look away from the action to look down to the other end of the court, but I appreciate that. So it's Delhi 22, Green 16. Boy, that three certainly makes things different, doesn't it? Verspoor misses the shot. Yonner with a rebound with a buck 15 to go in the third. Peyton Yonner, left side, through the teeth of the defense. Lost it, but gets it back. Now to Callie Knapp. Goes back to Yonner. Finds Knapp. Three ball. Here it is. Yes! Knapp gets it to go. She's got 9, and it's 22-19. Just like that, back-to-back threes, and the Trojans are right back in this game with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Delhi at midcourt, a traveling violation on Gioffi, and here come the Trojans, and this packed house is starting to come alive. They haven't had much to cheer about so far, but a three by Knapp and a three by Yonner have put Green back in this ball game with 50 seconds to go in the third, and Delhi leading 22-19. Knew this was going to be a good one here between these two. And here's Green across midcourt, but Molly Cornell travels and gives it back to Delhi. Boy, you felt like if Green had that possession right there, they were going to find a way to tie this game. Delhi in at the backcourt. And here comes Gioffi at midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Now to Baxter, to the interior. Vredenburg is blocked by Abby Yonner out of bounds. Delhi fans wanted a foul, and they're not going to get it with 36 seconds to go here in the third. And so Gioffi will be doing the inbounding underneath the hoop. And so the Bulldogs will get it into the left corner. Now back to Vredenburg, pump fakes and pulls one back out. 30 seconds to go in the third. Continuing to move it, they go to Vredenburg, a three. Yes, Natalie Vredenburg for three from way downtown, and she's got 12. Huge three there for Delhi to make it 25-19. 15 seconds to go in the third. Can Green answer? Cornell straight away has the ball. They go to Peyton Yonner. Now to 8 seconds. Yonner glances up at the clock. Has to go back to Callie Knapp. Knapp back to Yonner with two. Yonner's going to get a three off at the buzzer. No. Boy, that would have been huge. Fourth quarter coming up. Delhi 25, Green 19. Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament will be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly,
We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCBO.
Welcome back, everybody. Delhi girls cling to a 25-19 edge over Green. Natalie Vredenberg leads all scorers with 12 points for DA. And the Sydney girls at the end of the third quarter are trailing Union Springs 54-20. And so Union Springs continuing to push that lead. Again, 54-20 in that ball game. Thanks to all our score helpers out there today on several locations. Unitego girls winning earlier today to punch their tickets to the semifinals. Unitego getting a win over Thomas Edison, 59-46. And so we'll be able to update all our brackets later tonight. You can check out natelull.com or my Twitter feed right on wcdosports.com. Or you can just follow me on Twitter. That's probably the easiest way. 7:45 to go in the fourth. It's Delhi 25 and Green 19. I will say, if you're an old-school person, you don't even know what Twitter is, go to natelull.com. I'm telling you, that probably is the easiest way. The scores are right there. You click on all scores, and everything will be right there for you. Vredenberg gets fouled as we start the fourth quarter here. She goes to the line and misses the first foul shot. Second foul shot coming here for Natalie Vredenberg. And she's able to, no, it rattled in and out. Thought it was going to go down. Rebound for Green. So here's Peyton Yonner. Across midcourt, Yonner to the right side, dishing out, finding Claire Flanagan, stuck in a double team. Flanagan dishes one off here for Josie Dutcher. Her shot was blocked, and Delhi will come away with it with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Vredenberg now back to the top of the key as Delhi goes right to left. Vredenberg now to Wagner to Gioffi straight away. Delhi taking their time on this first possession of the fourth quarter. 15 on the shot clock. Gioffi looking for options. Floats one back to Wagner. They continue to go to the left side. Here for Baxter. Scoots one across. Finds Wagner. Dials up a three and hits. Eleanor Wagner with about two left on the shot clock. You couldn't draw it up better than that. And Delhi has a 28-19 lead over Green with 6:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Live at GCS. Beifelt down low. Tries to kick one to the far side for Callie Knapp. Can't get the shot to go, but she is hammered and fouled. And we'll head to the line. With 6:45 to go in the fourth, Delhi 28, Green 19, and Callie Knapp will head to the charity stripe. The Green Trojans have some magic here in the tank to try to pull this one out. Sam Yadrala's got four fouls. That foul was on her for Delhi. And so Verspore is going to come back in for the Bulldogs. First shot for Callie Knapp at the line. It won't go down. Another one coming for her with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, only 19 points for Green here, but if they could go on another little run, we saw what those 2 3-pointers did for them. But, they're going to need another little run like that to try to get over the hump. And now a steal by Green. The second foul shot was missed. Delhi brings it back down the floor. Green took it away, and then they threw it off of a leg, and it's going to go back to Delhi. So a game of hot potato there where both teams threw it away, and Delhi finally ends up with it. Gioffi in the backcourt. Now we'll find Baxter. Floating one ahead for Vredenberg. The C's part for her, and she takes it to the rim. Missed it. Rebound for Spore. Had it ripped out of her hands. And Peyton Yonner will come away with it for Green. Streaks down the right side. Yonner steps through. Her shot, no. Rebound, puts it up, blocked. Boy, Delhi has just been all over her. And then the ball goes out of bounds off of Yonner. And will stay with Delhi. or go back to Delhi, I should say, with 6:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi leading 28-19. Boy, what a day. Yonner has just been blanketed by the Bulldogs' defense. Here is Vredenburg. Tries to take it to the rim and is blocked by Abby Yonner. With 5:55 to go in the fourth, we got a foul. And so Yonner picks up her fourth, and Vredenburg will step in with 5:55 to go here, fourth quarter. And Vredenburg's first shot at the line is good. Vredenburg has put Delhi on her back in terms of the scoring. She's got 13. Another one coming here. No. Rebound for the Trojans. Abby Yonner is able to pull it down. And here is Knapp. They go to Emma Rice on the right side. Rice, long pass for Butler over the hands and out of bounds. And Green will take a timeout here with 5:45 to go in the fourth. Delhi 29, Green 19. Bulldogs still in control, and we'll be back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
All right, 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's the scene. The Delhi girls leading Green 29-19 on the road here against the Green Trojans. Green is the 2 seed. Delhi is the 7. So the Delhi girls trying to pull off an upset here tonight. Delhi was on the wrong end of an upset last night as their boys, the top seed in the C tournament in Section 4, fell to number 8, Tioga. So I'm sure the Delhi community would love to get some redemption today and get a win here on the road against the Green Trojans. And they're 5.5 minutes away from doing it, and they have a 10-point lead. Bulldogs with the ball. They find Baxter. Baxter now looking to the interior, finding Vredenburg. It's tied up with Peyton Yonner, and a jump ball is going to give it back to the Trojans with 5:25 to go. Green's going to work it in. Yonner in the backcourt. Can she go to work here? She's pretty much been double-teamed for most of the second half. Pass to the interior. Abby Yonner, yes, off a great pass there from Emma Rice. And Abby Yonner now has 4 points. So it's Delhi 29, Green 21 as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs with the ball, getting across midcourt. They go to Natalie Vredenburg, and she scores. Takes it in on the right side for a right-handed layup, and Vredenburg has 15. Makes it 31-21. Every time Green gets a bucket, Delhi has found an answer. Yonner with an underhand shovel. We'll go to Callie Knapp on the right side as Green goes left to right. To the high post for Butler, and it's intercepted by Delhi. Back down the floor on the right side for Vredenburg. Coach Bruce hollering out. He wants the girls to slow it down and run a little offense here. Up by 10 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Now 15 on the shot clock. They'll skip it back to the right side for Vredenburg. Now into the left corners. They wheel it around. Now to the top of the key with 5 on the shot clock. Gioffi's got to go. Back to Vredenburg. Pump fakes on a 3. Now has to chuck it up at the end of the shot clock. No, but Yonner with a rebound. But they're killing a lot of time on these possessions. Yonner across midcourt will find Butler. She tries a 3, and she left that short. Rebound for Abby. Abby Yonner shovels one back up to midcourt for Emma Rice. Now for Callie Knapp, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Green. Coach Gorton wants to talk it over with 3:50 left, and Delhi on top 31-21. We'll be back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
3:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Delhi 31, Green 21. And the Delhi girls, the seventh seed, trying to find a way to hold on to this 10-point lead and maybe knock off the two-seed Green Trojans. And Delhi looking to book a trip back to SUNY Cortland for the Section 4 Class C semifinals next week. Green with the basketball. They'll try to go out of the timeout right to Yonner. Peyton will find Emma Rice, and she traveled. And that's the kind of night it has been for the Green Trojans. With 3:43 to go here in the fourth quarter, they just haven't been able to find a way. Delhi with the ball. They'll try to get it in. Yonner almost with a steal, but it goes right into the hands of Eleanor Wagner for Delhi. Bulldogs across midcourt with 3:35 left. Now to Gioffi. Looking for some options. Gioffi to the right side. Now dribbles all the way to the left and is fouled right in front of the Delhi bench with 3:28 to go. And Delhi girls leading 31-21. Green's had a tremendous season. Only one loss. Coming into the MAC championship game, they fell to Unitego in that MAC championship game. And they've had a week off since then, and now Delhi has them on the ropes with 3:20 to go. Right side for Eleanor Wagner. Dribbles into the right corner, now backs her way out. 15 on the shot clock, double team, lost it. And coming out of the fray is Callie Knapp for Green. Knapp down the left side, wants to take it to the interior. Her shot is no good, hit the rim twice. Baxter went flying to the floor. Bodies going everywhere, and somehow Delhi comes away with it. Long pass ahead for Eleanor Wagner, and she scores on a breakaway layup. Wagner with seven makes it 33-21 with 2:45 to go. Peyton Yonner with a shot in transition. Green desperately trying to find a way to get back into it. She missed, and Delhi with a rebound. Brendan Berg ahead now for Wagner and back to Brendan Berg. Delhi willing to chew a little clock here with 2.5 to go in the fourth, leading 33-21. Brendan Berg looking for some options. 10 on the shot clock. They go back to Gioffi. And boy, Delhi is just continuing to work this clock. Down with 2:20 to go. Now with 3 on the shot clock. Brendan Berg with a runner hits it. Wow, Brendan Berg with 17. Hits it with like 1 second left on that shot clock. And it gives Delhi a 14-point lead, 35-21, with 2 minutes to go in the fourth. Green to the inside for Abby Yonner, and she's fouled at the right low block with a 1:58 to go. Let's get you that out-of-town score here. Final score, Union Springs wins 70-34 over Sydney. So again, Union Springs ends the season for the Sydney Warriors by a final score of 70-34. Abby Yonner to the line. Here for Green, her first shot is up and good. So tremendous season for the Sydney Warriors. Emma Simmons hits 1,000 points. Got that first-round playoff win over Watkins Glen, but just too much Union Springs today. Abby Yonner with her second shot gets that to go. And then Delhi tried to inbound it. It was knocked away. No matter how this game ends up, make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. As Delhi is going to throw the inbounds pass away, it's going to go to Green with 1:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. And our score, Delhi 25, Green 23. Excuse me, Delhi 35, Green 23. So again, 35-23 with 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Trojans have it. They need some magic now. The shots have not fallen. all game, but Butler is able to bank one in from the left elbow, and she hits it. So Butler's got five, and it's 35-25 now with a minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs come across midcourt. Green still playing defense and not electing to foul yet with a minute 25 to go. 10 on the shot clock. Here is Vredenburg. Reach in is tapped out of bounds. Going to stay with Delhi. 5 on the shot clock and a minute 17 to go here in the fourth. Green has not elected to foul yet, and a timeout's going to be taken. Coach Bruce wants to talk things over, I'm sure, in preparation for Green maybe starting to intentionally foul here. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. Delhi 35, Green 25, a minute 17 to go on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull here as the Delhi girls lead 35-25 on the road at Green, trying to knock off the 2 seed here in the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. We know in the Class D bracket that it looks like Worcester and Cherry Valley might get the rematch that everybody was hoping for in that Class D bracket, as they are both fully in control in their games. In fact, Cherry Valley just went final, defeating Richfield Springs. Worcester is well ahead of Odessa Montour. So we might see that in the D bracket next week. That'll be fun. You can find all that later at natelull.com. Out of the timeout, Delhi is going to dribble it off the leg of Alyssa Gioffi and give it back to Green. Boy, that's got to be a coach's nightmare, right? You call the timeout, you draw it all up, and then somebody just dribbles it off of a leg. Minute 10 left. Green looking for their last gasp here, and a traveling violation on Emma Rice is going to give it back to the Bulldogs. Delhi is about 64 seconds away from pulling off the upset here on the road against the 2 seed, the Green Trojans. Bulldogs will get it in with Gioffi. They go to Baxter. And now here to Gioffi at midcourt, and a foul is going to be on Emma Rice. So, all right, here's our team foul situation. That's 4 on Green, 2 on Delhi. And so the Bulldogs will get it in. One more foul is going to send Delhi to the line. Gioffi has it right side. Back to her cut. Vredenburg, she's fouled. Couldn't hit the shot, but she'll head to the line. And so Vredenburg will step in with 55 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Maybe a couple foul shots away from putting the icing on the cake here for the Bulldogs, who have come in here and played masterfully on defense. And Vredenburg hits the first. She's got 18. A game high here for Natalie Vredenburg, who has been really solid tonight. And the second shot is good for Vredenburg, 19. And Delhi leads 36-25, trying to punch their tickets back to Cortland. You feel for this Green team. Such great athletes on this team. They've made it to a softball state championship. They made it to the regional round in field hockey this year. All tough losses as Peyton Yonner hits that shot in transition. She's got 7. And Coach Bruce wants to call a timeout. Delhi 37, Green 27. With 48 seconds left, Coach Bruce wants to advance the ball. We'll keep it right here. But like I said, you know, this Green team, I have felt for them all year, especially after the MAC championship, because they've been there. They get to the softball state championship last year and come up short, just a little short. They make a really nice run in field hockey this year. They make it to states, and they lose in a regional round in a really close game that I thought maybe they could have won. And then if this falls not their way here tonight, as it looks like Delhi might pull this out, leading 37-27 with 48 seconds left, you just feel for them, you know? This is a nice, really nice group of girls here for Green. And as the 2 seed here tonight, just you never know. Cinderella story is always lurking around the corner. And Delhi looks like they might get it done here tonight. Again, in the other part of the bracket, we'll wait to see what happens with Moravia and Elmira Notre Dame. We should have a final report on that soon, as that is who Delhi or Green would play at Cortland on March 1st. And we'll have to decide where we're going to go next week as well. The Class D games will be at SUNY Delhi, and the Class C games will be at SUNY Cortland. We'll see what happens with the weather, if anything gets pushed around or postponed. That's why you'll want to stay tuned to WCDO for all of that information. Here is Alyssa Gioffi near midcourt with 45 seconds left out of the timeout. Delhi leading 37-27. Green just trying to play straight-up defense here, not going for the foul. Vredenburg had her pocket picked. Rolled out of bounds. It's going to stay, though, with Delhi. After a tough loss for the Delhi boys last night, the number one seed in the boys Section 4 tournament in Class C, it looks like the girls will give everybody a little smile in Delhi here tonight as they come over on the road. It was worth the trip as they look like they might have a chance to knock off the Green Trojans. Coach Bruce is going to call a timeout as Delhi was just getting that ball trapped in the corner with 29 seconds left. We'll take a break. Delhi 37, Green 27. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
29 seconds left, and the Delhi girls lead 37-27 on the road here at Green. So glad we could be here to bring you this game today. One of my favorite broadcasts. Positions locally. I get a nice elevated press box here. It's a great place to call a game. You feel like you're kind of almost out over the court, but you're still right on top of the action. It's really cool. 25 seconds left, and Janner is going to foul Natalie Vredenburg with 26 seconds left, actually. And so Vredenburg will step to the line here for Delhi. She's got a game-high 19 points. Both teams going to the bench here. Peyton Janner being subbed off for the last time in a Green Trojans uniform. And the tears start to come out here for the Trojans. Cassie Butler, Emma Rice, all the seniors getting a great round of applause. Just not the night that they were expecting here for the Green Trojans as Vredenburg gets the first to go. She's got 20. Delhi leads 38-27 as Vredenburg is going to help the Bulldogs extend this season another day. Lila Beifeldt with a rebound and an outlet pass for Molly Cornell. Cornell to the right side. Now to Beifeldt with 15 seconds to go. And the Delhi girls are going to do it here. The 7 seed is going to knock off the 2. A big win for the Delhi Bulldogs here on the road. Green not going to get a final shot off. 38-27, our final score. Delhi gets it done, defeating the Green Trojans. Post-game show coming up. Cinderella story for the Bulldogs on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. One last time. Do have a couple of other final scores I want to pass along, but this one, Delhi girls leading 38, or they defeat Green 38-27. So a big win here for the Delhi girls. As we said, Union Springs defeated Sydney 70-34, so they will move on. So our matchups so far in Class C, if I can get over to my sheet here, will be Unitigo and Union Springs. As the one seed, the Wolves move on. So to the Unitigo and Union Springs, Delhi awaits the winner of Moravia and Elmira Notre Dame. We should have that score for you here shortly. And then in the D bracket, just want to pass along that Cherry Valley Springfield girls, the number one seed, they win. The Worcester girls win, so it's going to be CVS against Worcester. Oxford is ahead of South Court right now at the half, and we're still waiting on some scores from Southern Cayuga and Marathon. So if you want final scores, all that information, make sure you go to natelaw.com or wcdosports.com. In just a few minutes, I'm going to get that all set so you can get all the stats on there at either of those websites. All right, let's get through our final scoring summary here tonight. A game high 20 points for Natalie Vredenberg. She was the star for Delaware Academy. 7 for Elle Wagner. 4 for Vidya Samudrala. And then 2 for Victoria Verspoor, and 5 for Julia Baxter, who was very, very good on the glass tonight as well. On the other side for Green, it was 9 points for Callie Knapp, 7 for Peyton Yonner, 6 for Abby Yonner, 5 for Cassie Butler. Delhi did a really good job of bottling up Peyton Yonner, not allowing her to have some of the freedom that she normally has. She can score so quickly in transition, gets to the rim very well, and Delhi just found a way to shut that down tonight. All right, let's get into our three awards here tonight. First up will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll go with Natalie Vredenberg tonight, 20 points. She was the one that got it done. I know there was a lot of pressure on her tonight. She's really led the team offensively for most of the year. But she stepped up big here in a low-scoring game tonight with 20 points for Delhi. So she will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local teams success this season. I'd like to go with Callie Knapp from Green. She had 9 points, but I thought when she came off the bench, she was really a spark plug here tonight and helped Green make a couple of rallies to try to get back in, and she did that with her defense, a couple of big steals. She was key. So we'll give Callie Knapp from Green our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly tonight, the Acco Brands All-Purpose Award, and I'm torn on this one. It's brought to you by Acco Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Acco Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I think you could either go Julia Baxter for Delhi or Elle Wagner. You know, Julia was tremendous, especially on the glass. She ends with 5 points, had to be double-digit rebounds. We'll get a check on that later, but, you know, she played really, really well. Elle Wagner hit a couple of big shots, was key. I thought she was just the piece that was able to take some of the pressure away from Vredenberg, and you couldn't leave her alone because she was hitting shots today. So I think I will give the award to Elle Wagner. In the other games we've done, I know we've given awards this year to Vredenberg and to Baxter, and I think to Gioffi. So we'll go with Elle Wagner. We'll give her the Acco Brands All-Purpose Award with those 7 points and hitting some key shots tonight for the Delhi Bulldogs. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Delhi punches their tickets to the Section 4 Class C semifinals with a 38-27 victory over Green. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Thank you to several, and when I say several, I mean lots of people out there that were helping us get scores today, passing all that information along. That network is so key to passing information. I mean, I have my normal sources, don't get me wrong, but this time of the year, extra people always step up to help us out. So a big thank you to all of them, and I'm sure they'll be helping me next week as well. All right, Delhi wins 38-27 over Green. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's Saturday night, and that means it's time for CDO Super Classics at FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
I want you to want me.